Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Plant School Podcast. I'm Rachel, and here we learn about plants, how to care for them, how they work, and I keep it simple and taught in a way that anyone from beginner to expert can enjoy. Join me in Plant School. All right, welcome everyone. Today we are here with Andy. She is the owner of Monstera Mama. That is her Instagram handle and the name of her business that she has. She does plant consulting. She has her own online plant shop where she sells her own plants and plant necessities and some of the cutest tote bags I've ever seen. Is there anything that I missed in that, Andy? Anything that you want to add to that list of the things you do?
No, you got it all down. So thank you for introducing me and thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Of course. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. Before I start, I love to ask everyone that comes on, first question, how did you get into houseplants?
Okay, so I got into houseplants because after I had my daughter, I suffered from postpartum depression and I didn't really understand why I was getting into plants, but they helped me with like calming my nerves for some reason, because I suffered from postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety. And then my husband, for Valentine's Day, like I would just love to walk into like shops and everything and just like go check them out. We didn't really buy anything just because like we were new parents. We were still on like that strict budget, but my husband for Valentine's Day bought me a couple plants. And after that, it just kind of like shot off because I really enjoyed them. And it helped with my anxiety. And it also made me feel welcomed like into my own home, as weird as that sounds, but I loved the way my home felt. It felt safe to me. And to me, so I'm a Cancer. My home is it's my sanctuary. It's my safe place. So I've always had a passion for setting up like rooms, interior design and all that. I went to school for that, but like plants after that was it for me. Like I wanted to just strictly set up my home with just plants because it made me feel calm and it made me feel welcomed. And I wanted other people to feel that in my home whenever they came in. So, but that's how I got into plants, was because I had suffered from postpartum depression and anxiety.
That's really cool. I love how it became a sort of therapy for you.
Yes.
And led to that, because I feel a little bit similar. Having kids, it kind of throws off your whole life.
Yeah.
And for me, starting this podcast, starting Tinny Plants, was kind of my therapy. It was like, hey, I'm using my education because I graduated in landscape management. It's like, I love plants, but I have no way to use it because I have this kid. And so it really helped. So is that what led to starting Monstera Mamas? Was it just like, I want to share with people, or were you like, I want to do a business with plants?
Yeah. So when I first, my page that I had started, it was actually called Andy's Plants, because I had people reach out to me. Like I had like friends here in Salt Lake or like family members that they would just reach out to me and be like, hey, I'm having trouble with my plant. Can you help me? Can you give me some advice? So I was like, yeah, I'll just create a separate page. Plus I wanted to create plant content and I didn't want to annoy my already like followers. So I'll kind of go deep down into it, but I have like some family members. They're like cousins of mine, but they're like distant cousins. But like, I could tell that they were kind of annoyed by my plants that I would like post, and they would be like, oh my gosh, Andy, like, oh, okay. Oh, so you're like all of a sudden a plant queen, like, you know, everything about plants. So like for me, again, I'm a Cancer, and I don't know if you like believe in that zodiac or astrology at all, but I believe in that. And I'm 100% emotional. So I immediately like kept thinking, okay, these people, like, they don't like what I'm posting, and I don't want to get onto their nerves where they unfollow me. So I'm just going to create a whole different plant page. And so it was just strictly on plant content. I wanted to post about my home, post about my plants, my progress on my plants. And then I had people within Salt Lake and family members that would reach out to me on that plant page. And they would just ask, like, how do I take care of this plant? Help me find plants for my home, my office. So that's why I initially started it, was just to like really just help people find plants and help take care of their plants. And then starting in 2020, I finally decided to sell plants. And so I actually go up to J&J's up in Layton. Mm-hmm. That's where I get all my plants. An active plant shopper over there. I love them. They know me and I know them. We're just BFFs. I'm just kidding. But so I go up there and I get all my plants from them. And then, but yeah, I started selling plants that way. And then after that, I just decided to add on the tote bags. I started to, because people would come out to me and they would be like, I'm looking for a macrame, or I'm looking for something to help me like with my pots, what's the best soil. So then I started kind of selling those things on the sides, but really my main thing was plant consultant. I wanted to go into people's homes, businesses, you know, even doing Zoom on how to help people with their plants. That was my biggest thing. And that's why I started the plant page, and was mainly just to help with plants and people who didn't understand their plants.
Gotcha. That's awesome that you've created your own business out of this. I think that's really cool. So I know this is a hard question, but as of right now, maybe what is your favorite house plant?
Oh, okay. So I love the whole Monsteras, like all of the varieties that they have. I literally just got the Monstera Peru. And that has been my favorite plant right now, because I didn't realize how big the leaves were. Mm-hmm. They're huge, and not as big as like the Monstera, you know, just like the, you know, the original Monstera that we all know of. But yes, the Monstera Peru is my favorite. I also, behind me, I have my Birds of Paradise, and that's
beautiful.
Thank you. That's my current project right now, is trying, because I got her, my mom called me up and she was like, there's a woman that's moving in my neighborhood. She has all these plants in her house and she's just giving them away for free. And I was like, great, I'll take them. And she was like, you've got to come now though. And so my mom lived in Utah County at the time and I live in Taylorsville. So I was like, I'm literally throwing my kids in my car right now and driving down there. So I was able to get there like in a span of like 20 minutes, because I was like legit speeding, because the woman was like, first come, first serve. I like was like, Utah County plant people, I will get there before you guys. These are free plants. So I got the Big Birds of Paradise behind me, and she's been a project, and I've had her since November. I just recently repotted her. And so right now she is currently my Monstera Peru. And then this one right now is like my current favorite.
That's awesome. And yeah, that Bird of Paradise, I think I've seen it on your Instagram page too. It's huge and it's beautiful.
Huge. It's huge. Yeah. It needs a lot of loving. It's going to be a big, big project. And I'm still learning about Birds of Paradise. Like I have a couple Birds of Paradise, but really like they weren't one as big, but then also they weren't as like stingy as this one is. And so like the other two have just like been fine if like if I water like once or twice a month, but this one is like I need water all the time, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared that I'm gonna like overwater you. So that's why I love moisture meters, because they are my best friends.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I ask you, what is your favorite plant right now at the moment?
Oh, yeah. So I think right now it's probably ferns, and I don't have like a particular one right now. Okay. But I think the reason why I like really love it is because the history of like the fern is so rich. Like it's been around for the longest time, and it's one of the few houseplants that like reproduces by spores. And I think that's so cool to me. I don't know why.
That but is I think cool. It's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I have I got my first one, just like a Boston fern. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a fickle guy. And I'm like, are you still my favorite? Because you're really cool. But
don't they thrive off of like humidity?
Yes, right? They do, okay. Which is hard here in Utah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm originally from North Carolina, and Boston ferns are like, it's like a statement. on like in homes and having them on your porches. So that's why I was like, oh wow, like that's why I've always been afraid to get a Boston fern. My husband really wants one, but I'm like, they're so, like you said, they're so finicky and they require a lot of humidity. Like right now too, I have a Chinese money tree, I think that's what it's called. And that's another rehab plant. And it's just requires so much humidity that I am like almost giving up on it. Where I'm like,
yeah,
having to refill that humidifier every day is such a struggle. It's such a struggle. I'm not a fan of that. It's just another chore that I don't like it.
Yeah. You know, I agree. These are the moments where I'm like, man, I wish I lived on the East Coast where it was just a little more humid.
Somewhere with a little bit more humidity. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I love more tropical plants, just because like, so since growing up in North Carolina, I didn't really know a lot of my culture, the Polynesian culture. And I think that's why I got, like, that's one of the reasons why I moved out here to Utah, was so that I could get closer with my culture, because there's such a large majority of the Polynesian culture out here. But then I have realized the more and more I've fallen in love with the Polynesian culture and where I'm from, I want to surround myself with more of the tropical plants. But that's very difficult living out here, because it's like, I just can't have humidifiers running throughout my house. And then also like the big cabinets that people buy from IKEA, like, those are so expensive, like $300 to $400 just for that alone. That doesn't include the grow lights, the humidifiers that you have to place inside. It's just a process with that. And so I love more of the tropical plants. And I know you didn't ask that question. I'm sorry. I just kind of
You're good. Yeah. I can see why you would love that. Yeah. Hey, editing Rachel here. Before we go any farther into today's interview, I just want to take a quick pause for today's podcast sponsor. And right after that, we will have the rest of Andy's interview, and she's going to give us some great suggestions on different plants that are fast growing.
This is the From Scratch Body. I'm Liv Austin, and I believe that anyone can cook. Since being diagnosed with endometriosis, I have been on a journey to find out what food makes me feel great. By cooking my meals from scratch, not only have I started feeling much better, I've also fallen in love with cooking completely. So every week, we explore a new topic that can help us feel better and become better cooks, and then I share a recipe with you so you can cook along with me if you want. You can always find the recipes and the transcripts from the podcast on my website, thefromscratchbody.com. Listen to The From Scratch Body wherever you get your podcasts.
So moving into like the meat of this episode, your favorite fastest growing plants, your top 10. And I realize like fastest growing plants, that could be a little arbitrary. Like a large part of it depends on, you know, are you giving it enough light? Are you fertilizing it and things like that? So assuming that you are doing those things and you're giving them the care that they need, what are some of your favorite fastest growing houseplants?
Yes. So mine are super like basic. They're really easy. And again, just like you said, as long as you're loving on it the way that it needs to be loved, feeding it the proper fertilizer, you know, or doing the original composting, all of that, giving it just that loving, it is, number one will be a golden pothos. Mm. Anything within the pothos family, they are amazing to me, like just how quickly they grow. They're beautiful to me as well. So a golden pothos, it's, please correct me if I'm wrong, but is it the Brazil philodendron? Is it called the Brazil?
That's what I call it. Yeah.
Hey, that's what I've heard people say it different ways. I actually YouTubed it just in case I was saying it wrong, because I was like, I don't want to say it wrong. So it was the Brazil philodendron, and then also snake plant, and then rubber tree plant.
I feel like the snake plant might take a lot of people by surprise, because people assume it's slow growing. Yes. But they're really not. If you give them sun,
so fast. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And when I tell a lot of people that like snake plants are like definitely in my top three favorites because they're so easy to care for. And then they also grow so fast and they are so tall. And so I have a couple that are under rehab, but I have on my page where I got a rehab plant just in September. And I posted a picture about it the other day where how tall it's grown and how thick the leaves have gotten and all the new growth that have come out of it just within that span of from September to May 1st or May 2nd. It's grown so much. And again, just giving it that loving, that light, and then also fertilizing it. Okay. So I have the snake plant, the golden pothos, definitely Chinese evergreen, because I have a Madonna Chinese evergreen and that thing has grown, but it definitely goes through the growing stages, like the growth. You want to fertilize during spring and summer, like every other plant. Mm-hmm. Any Monstera, I always had luck with the Monstera family because, like I said, I love the Monsteras. And then my Enjoy Pothos. Like I said, I love the Pothos family because of how quickly they grow. And honestly, anything within the Pothos family, I feel mm-hmm. like they're the fastest growing. And then also philodendrons. I don't have a lot of philodendrons. I have like the heartleaf philodendron mm-hmm. and the basil, or the Brazil basil, the Brazil mm-hmm. philodendron. And then I have another philodendron and I don't really know the name of it. I got it from a friend. But yeah, I think any of those, again, just like the easy plants, the mm-hmm. beginner plants, I feel like are the fastest growing. And that's like my biggest thing is selling those plants. And then also just introducing those plants to new plant people, especially people that just don't know how to take care of plants. And it's just, and again, me as a plant consultant, I want to help those people out of, okay, these are what your best bets are, especially people who live in basements. And we have a lot of those here in Utah.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of those plants like Monstera, the philodendrons and pothos, those are all vining plants. So yeah. I think that speaks a lot to like, if it's a vining plant, generally they grow pretty fast. That's how they survive. It's like
yes.
climbing up things very quickly.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And so would you say your suggestions, would you like recommend all of those to a beginner?
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. So that, yes. fastest growing beginner plants, they're almost synonymous in that.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I think so. That is my personal opinion on it. Maybe other people will think differently, but that's just my personal opinion on it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I'm trying to think if I have any like fastest growing plants that I've seen. A lot of some of them have been neglected. And when I do give them light, I'm like, oh, you do grow pretty yes. quick. I'm yes. so sorry.
Yes. Yeah, I have a couple of Majesty palms. And I've been very fortunate with the one that we have here in our living room, that one's like been doing really well. Mm-hmm. But then I have other ones that are like, they're still the same height. And I'm like, I am giving you the same loving that I have been giving everyone else here in this house. Why are you not helping me with this? Like, I've struggled a lot with like the palm family, as sad as that. So I usually, when people like ask for that, I'm like, that's kind of like my last recommendation, or mm-hmm. is like, the dracenias and the yuccas and the majesty palms. I'm always like, those are a little tricky. They're a little finicky because dude, you also need a lot of humidity. And that's just, yeah. that's not here. It's not here in Utah. A lot of the time too, my biggest client, like my clients that always ask me to come over and help me with their plants, it's always the fiddly fig. And they don't mm-hmm. understand how much humidity those plants need. And I'm like, I hate fiddleleaf figs for this reason. Like they're so difficult to take care of. And, but then they like have like the tall ones that I'm like, oh honey.
I know you move those plants and they're like, don't like it. Let me drop a no. few leaves.
Yes.
And
yes,
that's- with a fiddleleaf fig, the leaves are so big that it's like, I'm now naked and yes. look awful.
That literally happened with a client of mine and I felt awful. Like she, the entire time was like standing there, like while I was like repotting her plant and also like telling her like, okay, this is what your plant needs. This is like, you need a lot of humidity for this plant, but we're going to, you know, I'm going to help you repot and everything. And I think I had like 5 big fat leaves fall off of it. And it was a very tall Ooh. Tree. And I like, she just like looked at me like, what are you doing to my plant? And I'm like, I promise they'll grow back. I didn't know what to say, but I was just like, I'm so sorry that this is happening, but we also have to lay your plant down. Also, you're not giving it the best love. Cause like when I had taken the pot off, the roots were so root bound that the roots were growing outside of the nursery pot. It was like, wow. So bad. Like, and it was like, not just like a couple roots hanging out. It was literally overlapping on the outside of the nursery pot. It was so bad. So yeah. I just was like, I'm really sorry that I'm having to do this to your plant, but your plant will love you after I repot it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. All ficuses are that way too. It's like, you mess with me, I'm gonna let you know for a while and I'll come back, but I'm not happy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I would add maybe a prayer plant, Amaranta, to that list, at least mine. I feel like when I give it the proper sun, that thing takes off and it's fun. Cause then you can make more of them.
Yeah. I have not had the best luck with prayer plants. Okay. I have not. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I have to disagree, but that's just my personal opinion. Uh-huh. I've had three so far and my husband's like, you plant murderer. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I have no idea. But I have also read that like leaving it in the bathroom helps it a lot because it loves that humidity. And if you look on like Pinterest or other people's plant pages where they say like good bathroom plants, a prayer plant is on there. So I'm like, I'm gonna leave it in the bathroom. No. I highly do not recommend that because that is where I went wrong and I have killed three prayer plants for that reason. Yes. So do not follow those graphs. They say prayer plants are amazing in the bathroom. That's a whole lie.
That's good to know. Mine's done the best when it's been in my husband's office and I don't know if he like breathes on it or what, but it just like took off. I'm like, yes. I'm gonna keep you here because you like it.
Yes.
Well, those are some great suggestions of fastest growing plants. I appreciate you sharing that with us. And okay, so for everyone listening, if we want to follow along with you, what you're doing, your shop, what are your social handles? Where can we find more of you?
Yeah. So right now I'm on Facebook and Instagram, but you will definitely get majority of like my time because I don't really update my Facebook page and that is my time management. It's just awful. But please keep in mind, I'm a mother of two, two toddlers. And then I also have two dogs. So I'm super, super busy and I try to get all my work done in the morning if I can. But yes, so you can mainly find me on Instagram at Monstera Mamas with an S at the end on Instagram and then also on Facebook. And then yeah, you can find me through there or through my email at monsteramamas@gmail.com.
Perfect. And I apologize. I think I've been saying Monstera Mama without the S.
So. No, you're okay. That's fine. Cause it is actually Monstera Mama. Okay. But with Instagram, Monstera Mama was already taken. So I had to add an S at the end. So yeah. So you're okay. No worries. It's at Monstera Mamas on Instagram, but you will see that I am just Monstera Mama on everything else. Yes.
That's good to know. And your Instagram is so much fun to follow. I'm really bad at Instagram. Like you said, Facebook, you're not active. Instagram is me. I'm not very active because it's like, I have kids and I'm much more like into my podcast and YouTube channel than I am posting every day on social media. It gives me a lot of anxiety to think about it. So yeah, I totally get that. So yeah, if you guys want to follow Andy, what she's doing, buy anything from her, do you ship like nationwide?
Not yet. So we're still kind of practicing on that. I have a cousin out in Tennessee that I've been practicing with.
Okay.
And my first time I did it, I had like literally an anxiety attack because I was like freaking out. I was so terrified, but we're still getting it down. I'm still sending her like little plants here and there. As for like macrames, there is a local company or a local business that I've teamed up with here in Salt Lake. It's called Turboganic, My Garden. Mm-hmm. And they are a plant fertilizer. They are amazing. And I do ship out their stuff as well from my shop. But plant-wise, I will only currently just do little small plants or cuttings at that.
Yeah. Okay. So if it's plants, that's mostly local, but other things you're a little more lenient on. Well, perfect. Thank you so much for coming on, Andy. I really appreciate you being here, sharing your knowledge with us and Thank you for coming
on. Thank you for having me, Tenny. I really enjoyed this. This is so fun what you do. My husband has a podcast and I see how he enjoys it. And like you said, it's an outlet for you. So I love it. And I can't wait to listen to this episode and more to come.
And that concludes my interview with Andy. I had so much fun talking with her. Seriously, such a joy just having this conversation. And I'm so glad that you guys were able to listen in. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something new. And I also hope that you will tune in next time to the Plant School podcast. Have a great week. Thank you for being here and listening today, and I hope you'll join me next week. If you'd like to support this podcast and keep it going, you can find the support link below in the description and donate. Or I have some awesome Plant School merch, including stickers, shirts, and mugs, and the link to my shop is in the description as well. And if you don't want to spend any money but still support the podcast, share this podcast with a friend, either verbally or electronically. This will even qualify you for my giveaway. Just message me on Instagram at @tinnyplant that you shared the podcast with a friend, and you'll be entered in for a chance to win some goodies. Winners will be announced on the podcast. Again, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week.